Pavlov Volcano is awake again on the Alaska Peninsula. KUCB's Annie Ropeek has more on the new eruption.
Ash began rising from Pavlov's summit on Wednesday afternoon. Since then, the Alaska Volcano Observatory has seen seismic activity ramping up there too, and lead scientist John Power says they've confirmed that Pavlov is erupting.
There is a minor amount of ash being thrown out, as high as possibly 9,000 feet, and our satellite imagery indicates that there is a very hot ground, most likely associated with lava fountaining taking place at the summit of the volcano.
Ron Bowers is from Dillingham, but he's in Cold Bay right now, about 40 miles from Pavlov. He watched the eruption starting on Wednesday night.
It was just an awesome display. What a light show. And the ash is really coming, pouring out toward the east, from the east side of the mountain. And all of a sudden it just started glowing red, and it just started erupting, and it just stayed a big, giant ball of red flame and lava coming up out of the mountain.
That kind of activity could go on for several weeks or months with varying levels of intensity. Historically, Pavlov's been one of the most active volcanoes in the state, but John Power at the AVO says it's not very predictable.
What we saw earlier this year is probably our best guide to what we'll see this time.
Pavlov erupted for about a week this past June, sending up an ash plume to more than 20,000 feet above sea level. That caused regional airlines to cancel a string of flights. Grant Aviation and Penn Air say the ash from Pavlov hasn't gotten in their way yet this time, but bad weather has. Some flights were delayed and even grounded this week. Representatives from both companies say they'll be monitoring the volcano closely. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek with help from Dave Benninger in Dillingham.